Hello and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Father Juan Velez. We end the reading of the Dream of Gerontius. At last, Gerontius' soul transverses the threshold of God's throne. A fifth choir of angels praises God's plan of redemption accomplished through the Incarnation. Praise to the holiest in the height, and in the depth be praise, in all his words most wonderful, most sure in all his ways. O loving wisdom of our God, when all was sin and shame, a second Adam to the fight and to the rescue came. O wisest love, that flesh and blood, which did in Adam fall, should strive afresh against the foe, should strive and should prevail. And that a higher gift than grace should flesh and blood refine, God's presence and his very self, and essence all divine. O generous love, that he who smote in man for man the foe, the double agony in man for man should undergo, and in the garden secretly and on the cross on high, should teach his brethren and inspire to suffer and to die. The angel explains to the soul that its judgment is near. They have come into the veiled presence of our God. And before his throne we hear the angel of the agony, who having witnessed the Lord's agony can best plead for all. Jesu, by that shuddering dread which fell on thee, Jesu, by that cold dismay which sickened thee, Jesu, by that sanctity which reigneth in thee, Jesu, by the Godhead which was once with thee, Jesu, spare these souls which are so dear to thee, souls who in prison, calm and patient, wait for thee. Hasten, Lord, their hour, and bid them come to thee, to that glorious home where they shall ever gaze on thee. At these words, the soul goes before the judge. His angel describes the judgment. Praise to his name. The eager spirit has darted from my hold, and with the intemperate energy of love flies to the dear feet of Emmanuel. But ere it reached them, the keen sanctity, which with its effluence like a glory clothes, and circle round the crucified, has seized and scorched and shriveled it, and now it lies passive and still before the awful throne. O happy suffering soul, for it is safe, consumed yet quickened by the glance of God. The soul, seared by love, cries for purgatory, take me away, and in the lowest deep there let me be, and there in hope the lone night watches keep, told out for me. There, motionless and happy in my pain, lone, not forlorn, there will I sing my sad perpetual strain until the morn. There will I sing and soothe my stricken breast, which ne'er can cease to throb and pine and languish till possessed of its soul peace. There will I sing my absent Lord and love. Take me away, that sooner I may rise and go above, and see him in the truth of everlasting day. The angel entreats other angelic beings. Angels of purgatory, receive from me my charge, a precious soul, until the day when from all bond and forfeiture released, I shall reclaim it for the courts of light. And the souls in purgatory sing a litany of praise and petition for God's mercy. Then the guardian angel now bids the soul goodbye. Softly and gently, dearly ransomed soul, in my most loving arms I enfold thee, and o'er the penal waters as they roll, I poise thee, and I lower thee, and hold thee, and carefully I dip thee in the lake, and thou, without a sob or resistance, dost thou the flood thy rapid passage take, sinking deep, deeper into the dim distance. The angel entrusts his charge to other angels, and to the prayers of those on earth, and again says to the soul, farewell, but not forever, brother dear. Be brave and patient on thy bed of sorrow. Swiftly shall pass thy night of trial here, and I will come and wake thee on the morrow. The judgment by the just and loving God has taken place. The happy, suffering soul, now safe forever, enters purgatory, one day to be united with God. And through the readings of parts of this long poem by Blessed Newman, we have hopefully entered more deeply into the mystery of God's loving plan for man's redemption, his judgment and reward, and the blessed communion of the saints.